Blog Talk Radio. Clifton's It was funny. Yeah, I could see that reminds you of it. Right, Thea? Am I right or wrong? I that's the first impression I got when I saw that. I said, holy shit, I feel like fucking, like, with Dorfman, what the fuck's his name? Thornton, ah, Jesus, I can't remember. But I got like 3 hours sleep last night. If Joe comes, I go. That's a loaded statement. But guess what came in the mail while I was away? The new issue. Yes, fuck the NFL. Fuck the NFL. And also our media kits for the potential advertisers out there. So, yes, I'll show that again later. I'll flip through it a little bit. Look at Joe and all his new swag. Thea, what Generation Men's Think of Muscle Sport, the YouTube channel? My YouTube channel isn't monetized. They took it away from me. They said my content was too, I guess, cursing and steroids. So I'm not allowed to make money on that. I would say the, you know, just the ads in general, you know, the banners, the magazine ads, the YouTube, you know, the commercials on the YouTube shows. But, yes, I got this from my buddy Robert Martin, magicandmuscle.com. That's magic with a C-K. Hey, vape, what's up, vape lady? I can't go to Body Power this year, bro, but that's why. Oh, I wish you could, because then Chewy could have interviewed you. Jade Amaze, the author, tease. But speaking of tease, I got this new shirt and this new cap from my buddy Robert. He, his company was sponsoring our Fit Expo coverage, so you're going to see their watermarks and all the stuff. If you saw any of the photos, I put some in there, and I fucking... I did more video stuff with it, so make sure you take care of those guys because they're taking care of us. Nice gear. Thanks, Vape. Yes, Robert Martin from Magic and Muscle, they have, they go up the hat. I want to see how stained the inside is. Not a drop, kid. Yeah. You were on Allie and my tip of our tongues while we were talking, as we were talking. Why don't I like the NFL? Oh, I can want to count the ways. Joe Went, what's up? I'm finally good to start again. Sneak, so I plan on it. What are you going to sneak? Doing juice? Just amateur. Oh, you mean just training and stuff? I was an NFL junkie, and as soon as week 3 came around with the fucking national anthem protest, I tapped out. I haven't watched it down since. But speaking of football, who the fuck watched that game last night, that NCAA championship? I actually saw it on the airplane. They had satellite TV, but it was freezing once in a while. And I have, he asked if you lift. Okay. Do you lift? Hey, this says lift. Lift, Magic, and Muscle. That's their logo. And this is their Magic and the second logo, the Rise Above. But then I caught the end of the game at the baggage carousel on ESPN app. Watching it on my phone. King of the gym. What's up, Maddie Matt? King of the gym, but a new to the Trish. So, yes, I wanted to give everybody a recap of the Fit Expo and all the different things that were going on there. They're not kneeling against the pledge, they're kneeling in just against black communities. Arthritis Audi, I don't want to get into this on the show. If you look at my video on I refute the real reason for their protest, my opinions are blatant on that. I don't want to get into that whole thing. Because you seem like a cool dude, and I don't want to start arguing with you and stuff on here because I have very strong feelings about that. I'm not saying it has anything to do with the flag or the military. I go right to the police matters, and I refute each and every one of the arguments, and I also refute the whole Black Lives Matter thing and the criminal injustice and all the criminal justice reform. So that video pretty much will explain everything to you. Just go back a couple of months. It says, like, fuck the NFL, and we refute their reasons for the thing. Lucky Luke! It's still disrespectful to not stand. Thank you, Artie, and Johnny, too. I find it abhorrent what these NFL players are doing, and watching a great fucking college game like that last night, even though I was rooting for Georgia, it was a tough loss for them, but it was great. I'm black, and even I think Black Lives Matter is bullshit. I give you a lot of kudos for that because it was born on a lie, but I don't want to get into that. I want to talk about fucking the expo and all the shit going on with the Louis Marco video and the Palumbo and all of that. Joey, no gains. Cosgrove always giving me compliments. Thank you, Dave. LC Greenwood. What's up, LC Bland? Matt's daughter will be talking on my show. Yes, he's going to send me videos and stuff. You did send me that one, I believe. Crystal, what's up, sweet Crystal? I hope everything's okay at home. You know what I mean. And, yeah, so I texted you on, I think was that Sunday morning? I forget now. But, yeah, Crystal, you guys missed a great time, but I hope everything's okay. And the next time shall be even better because you shall be there with Rich. It'll be even more fun. But we did have a great time. There was a lot of big names at the expo. We got interviews of pretty much all of them. You know, maybe in one or two we didn't. He's doing much better. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that because that's the most important thing, not expos and drinking and talking about thongs and, well, I'm going off on a tangent, ain't I, as usual. Speaking of thongs, Crystal Wildfire Anthony, Wildfire Weekly, tonight at 6. We all missed you. Absolutely. How is Chanel doing? Chanel was doing great. I did a video interview with her. And I'm looking to do some stuff with her moving forward as far as promoting her clothing line. And I'm going to talk to her this week. How was the 5% food? Obviously, the first expo without Rich. Luke, it's a great point. I interviewed Caleb. I interviewed a whole bunch of them, but Caleb and Martin Ford are the two guys that I asked about that. And they were both brutally honest. They said it was definitely different. Crystal, I saw that as I was getting ready to go live. Somebody reported your post. We know who it is. It's the ironic douche. You didn't go work for him, and now he's going to try to make your life miserable as he's trying to make mine. But guess what? The Arnold's coming up shortly. Hey, Nick, do I masturbate to the memory of Vince Scully passing you at the press booth and saying his famous voice? Hello, boys. Yes. Did you see that comment I made? That is true. That is a true story. Vince Scully, he had right outside the booth at Dodger Stadium, says the Vince Scully booth, and he came out, I guess, because it was before the game, we were in the press area where you eat dinner, and they had good food there. And they had cool pictures, Roy Campanella night with all the lighters. They had great old stuff hanging up on the wall. And Vince Scully was walking, we were walking towards there, and I guess he was walking back towards the booth, and he saw my friend Joe McDonald and myself. We were covering the game at Dodger Stadium against the Mets, and we looked at him. We were like, hey, Vin, you know, we were like almost gaga, like Joe Padre. Hey, how you doing, bro? King of the Jew be at the Arnold. His daughter's gonna be powerlifting. She's a powerlifter. His little sweet little girl. She fucking pulls up 135. I think I can maybe do that on a good day, Matt. And Vince Scully, like, made it easy for us. He kind of said it. He goes, hello, boys. Christian threatened me with a lawsuit on a fake profile. Wow, Nick, we need to talk off air about the live feed from 5% didn't seem to have the same energy, and Rich had so much. Every time if you can't, you can steal it. Yeah, but you know what? I got to give credit to the team members, the 5% guys. They're all out there busting their ass trying to do, you know, listen, it is what it is. It's an unfortunate, shitty thing, and Rich isn't there, but these guys want to carry on his legacy. They're not, like, trying to forget Rich. They want to do more to remember him, you know. But Rich, the longest lines were for Rich at any booth, at any expo. So, of course, they're not going to be as long as they used to be because, because the attraction was 5% and Rich being 5%. But I give those guys credit, and I like a lot of them, man. They're all cool dudes. They're great with me. I've been friendly with them for a few years, and I'm looking to do more in the future with them. We're talking about doing a lot of good stuff together. Martin told me it was hard for him, too. Absolutely, bro. Shout me out, please. Tristan Maxson. And what's the topic here I just got on? Tristan Maxson. That looks like the fucking old baseball card. The old baseball card, the one Wayne Gretzky bought, the Onis Wagner card. Johnny, if you see that guy's avatar, doesn't look like Onis Wagner card? And Nick knows that too. New products made, yes, new products at the 5% booth, the Joint Defender, which Johnny bought the last can from. It went like that. The whole thing went over the weekend. Mr. Johnson, were you stalking me at LAX yesterday? Mr. Johnson, I got to find out. Let's see if we can get Mr. Johnson in. We're talking about the LA Fit Expo. Then we're just kind of recapping what we went on during our weekend there. And the beers we drank. Oh, there he is. How did you know I was sitting on a bench at LAX yesterday, Mr. Johnson?
I saw you on a pitcher.
On a pitcher? Whose pitcher?
The picture of you on the Instagram.
Oh, you mean, okay, yes, on the Instagram. All right, I thought you said somebody took a picture and posted it, and I was in the background, and you noticed me because my nose was taken over a whole aisle.
You weren't in the background. You were spinning.
Okay, yes, you are correct. I did do that little short live feed yesterday from the waiting area at my gate at the airport. Yes, it was fun. It was fun talking to a few of the guys for a couple of minutes. Just wanted to pop in and remind everybody today is the day, not yesterday, because I wouldn't have been able to do it. Mr. Johnson is a legend. Yes, Nick. Mr. Johnson, you have become a Muscle Sport Mag legend. I might have to put like a little highlight video together of you. So, Mr. Johnson, are you going to tune into Crystal's show at 6 o'clock tonight?
Yes, I am. No.
Well, you can say something about Crystal because she's a fan of yours, too. She likes you, right, Crystal? She's a big fan of Mr. J. What the fuck? This thing's beeping over here. This thing's beeping on me, Mr. Johnson. So what's up, man? Let me hear what you got, bro. I want to hear what you got, then we'll get back to the feed. Taken down, Mr. Johnson. Do you know? Because I'm not sure. Was it the one when she's bending over, beautiful ass?
Her photos.
Yes. She had one like a few days ago where she was bending over and she was showing off her beautiful hamstrings. Tell these guys about the Fit Expo, including yourself. I want to tell you all about what we did.
I'll show you. Last time I showed you something that you couldn't see because of the glare.
You're right. Yeah. So let's see. Let's try to see it again, man.
I'll quickly show you something that is the complete opposite of what you've seen.
Okay, yeah.
The last movie I showed you was Nemesis Flora and it starred lovely female bodybuilder Sue Price.
Okay.
Now, I'm gonna show you one of my treasured favorite timeless classics, so to speak.
Oh, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Excellent. Yeah, with Jessica Rabbit. You like Jessica Rabbit? Too bad she's a cartoon, right?
Yes, I do. I love her.
Who doesn't, Mr. Johnson? Very good. So you have some cool flicks over there, bro.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, Mr. J, I'm going to let you go now. I want to get back on the feed. Caleb just joined in, so I want to tell everybody about Caleb's video and all the cool stuff we did over the weekend. All right, pal?
Right.
Thanks, Mr. J. See you later, bro.
Yeah,
Mr. Johnson, everyone, a big fan of the show. He has done a lot of good things for us. He tunes in all the time, and he just loves female bodybuilding. And look, not only is Big C in the house, but fucking Shoey is in the house as well. Mr. Shoesmith and Mr. Green. Caleb Green and I had a very cool weekend. I would definitely do Jessica all over Toontown. Fozzie, you speak the truth. I shall agree with you. Thank you, Mr. Johnson, as always, coming in and bringing your special, and we can see the fan on the thing. I got to do a best of Mr. Johnson, and we'll put some cool music in the background. But, Caleb, thanks again for setting up all the fucking interviews we had at the 5% booth, and your own, too. Yours is the one that's posted up on the YouTubes. But we'll get all the other ones up eventually. I have to just, you know, get them edited and post-production. We're going to make them all pretty for you guys so you can see all the cool stuff. Hey, Ivan, what's up? Now, let me tell you something. I felt very humbled, very proud, but kind of ashamed in a way. I guess kind of like, ooh, really? Joe, I just hung up on my guinea mom. I told her I'll call her back after MSM. There you go, Luke. No, never hang up on your mom, bro. Call her back. Call her back. Best way to cut weight and tone, red meats, low carbs, right? Up the cardio and lower the carbs. Don't eat anything that are good carbs and have the last carbs as a don't eat any bad carbs, excuse me. Only eat good carbs and make it dinner time the last carb of the day. It's always great working with Joe. It's great working with you. Oh, no, it is Crystal with the with Caleb. But Ivan Draco, sounds like Ivan Drago. He came up to me. He's a fan of the show, and he likes the magazine. And we posted his publisher's picture because he was holding Jerry Ward's cover issue. And how do I get bigger calves, Joe? Work on them every day, bro. Every day. Do never skip calves. Do four sets a day, different exercises. Don't do the same exercise every day. Standing, seated, donkey, you know, machine, free weights. Just switch it up. I mean, do them 5 days a week. So Ivan came up to me, and he's like, I want you to autograph this issue. I never met him in person. We just emailed and Instagram and stuff. And then once he told me who he was, and then it took me a minute, but then I remember, oh, shit, the guy with the Jerry Ward issue, we put your picture in the magazine. And he wanted me to sign the issue, the Iron Maiden issue, and we did it on video. Johnny was videoing it, so I'll show it. You'll see it. But I actually was, like, very humbled. I was very taken aback over it. Thank you, Ivan. It was it made my weekend, honestly. That won't overtrain my calves. Artie, no way. You know why? Because your calves support your body while you walk around all day. And so you need to really beat them up bad. That guy was Mr. Johnson, Johnny. He's a legend on Muscle Sport Media. Donkey without a machine and person is better. Yes, especially if both of you are naked. Joey the exception. He's back. What's up, Joe? But the calves, you have to really beat them up because you're working them all day. So if you do four sets of calves a week, I need a booth. You know what? I would like a booth, of course. Who has the baseball hat card? You, that Tristan, it looks like you, bro. That looks like the Onis Wagner card. I can't, it's so small and my eyes are shit. Even with these on. Rastaman, what's going on? Rasta bodybuilder. There's no such thing as overtraining. Well, yes and no, but did I ever compete? No, fuck that. I would never want a diet. Well, I like pizza and macaroni. Macaroni and gravy, right, Mace? No, I never did. I never even thought about it. Maybe like when I was a teenager and they had like those like amateur shows that my gym used to sponsor. In the 80s and stuff, guys, gyms used to sponsor shows. You didn't have to have, there wasn't like, I mean, obviously there was bigger things, but like these little natural organizations, which they didn't even drug test, I think, because my friends were in them and they were all fucking juiced up. They used to hold them in like fucking middle schools and high schools. And it was like ANBF presents Bensonhurst Gym bodybuilding competitions. I mean, it was ridiculous. There's a thing called overtonus. Pink Princess Barbie. What's up, Barbie, Elena? You can overtrain in cardio, but not major lifting. Got to give muscle time to heal. Well, you don't usually want to hit it. You give it like a 48-hour rest. But when you do calves, you're only doing four sets. So you don't need to worry about overtraining. Because if you do 16 sets every day, then that comes into play. If you do four sets, then you do four sets the next day. That's not overtraining. I am 50 years of age. I am from the lovely area of Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. I grew up there, lived there for 24. 4 years of my life, and then I moved to Old Mill Basin for three, and then Long Island when I got married. Cardio in bursts. Yes, I do like doing cardio in bursts, like high intensity, low intensity. Did I see the iron debate with the... No, I didn't see that. Porter, I didn't see that one. I saw the promo, like the little swatch for it. Didn't know who Louis Marco was. Let me tell you something. Fucking Louis Marco, I did that interview with him, and then Palumbo did a follow-up thing and stuff, and it's getting a lot of fucking good hits. So I actually enjoyed the interview with Louis. It was very different than my normal interviews, and I did that because, you know, if I'm interviewing a woman, I'm interviewer different than I'm doing this show. And I'm interviewing Louis. He doesn't curse, doesn't talk like this, the crazy shit that we have. So I'm going to interview him differently. You know, I mean, like I said, like I interviewed, like, you know, a bikini competitor, or even if it's a male, if they have a different fucking thing going on, I try to kern it to make them comfortable. I don't want to do something stupid. So I knew what Louis' thing was with that, and I respected that, bro. They were really pissing on each other, really good one. I got to watch it. My old muscular development didn't get the Room Marco interview because of Greg. My old muscular development didn't get the Room Louis Marco. I guess you say Louis Marco. What I like for us to do is many reps of each weight, and it's the piss blade band. Yeah, you know what? If you're doing 45-degree leg press, you can superset calves great on that. Just drop it toes top. NPC in July. Boom. Is that the one in England, Stevie? Two Rose Pros. Yeah, so I enjoyed the Louis Marco interview, but I tried to be a little more of a gentleman with him because he, you know, he doesn't do stuff like the way I do it and stuff. Yes, Johnny, I actually did. I did my Monday workout because I missed yesterday because I was in L.A. I did my buys and tries, and I did a half-hour cardio, too. Good seeing you guys at the what's up, Dad? How the fuck you going? How's the fuck you going, man? I'm shot, bro. You know, I'm kind of tired, and I got a lot of stuff done. I had to go to my designer and pick up some stuff today and talk to him about the next issue and stuff, and then I ran here, and I've been trying to fucking catch up on all the emails and stuff, because you just can't get the emails done on the fucking phone right, so I come back, and I write the proper response. I just write them, you know, hey, I'm away at the expo, I'll get back to you Tuesday, whatever. Madfish, what's up, brother? Joey, reach out to King and get him on here. His interviews are great. Shit, he made Ron Harris look good. King who, Kamali? I do like King Kamali a lot. I think I may have reached out to him about a year ago and didn't hear back from him, but I'll do it again. You know, he may not want to come on my show. He may not know who the fuck I am, and that's fine. I don't know who I am some days. Caleb, is King Mez a sponsored? Is King Mays a sponsor? Oh, you're asking Caleb. Okay. Can you tear a rotator cuff while lifting and tear a pec? It's like, I have a tear in my rotator cuff and a tear in my labrum, both in my right shoulder, which looks like my left shoulder to you guys because it's backwards. But, yes, it is my right one. You can, man, guys have torn pecs benching and shit. I mean, I've heard that pec tears are a lot fucking worse than shoulders. But my cuff has a small tear. I mean, that was years ago. It's probably bigger now, but I'm not bothering against surgery. I don't know. I'm not sure of recovery time. I'm really not sure. I know arthroscopic's quicker. Most of the shoulder surgeries like that with a tear, I think the doctor said he could have done mine. He could have did two scopes on my shoulder, but he said, you got so much arthritis in there, we'll cut it out, but it's going to come right back. Hey, Denise, what's going on, bro? Joey tore a nostril deadlifting once. I tear a nostril fucking blowing my nose. There's so much fucking action going on in there. Repair peptides. Don't, Joe. I had the rotator and labrum tear to surgery. You know, I heard that, Luke. I've heard, I know other people have it, and they said it wasn't that bad, but I've also spoke to people that say they had it, and they said the recovery was worse than the fucking pain lifting with the tear. So I was like, but the doctor said, he goes, if you're going to work out, you're going to get the arthritis is going to come back, and it's going to be stiff again. And it's like, so why are you going to go through all of that fucking through pain again right after that? What's going over there? Seconds. What's going on over here? We're doing a show. doing our show, guys. Our Monday show on Tuesday. Thursday we'll be back to normal. And next Monday, I know we had, this is three in a row because we had the holidays, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, and now the travel day from the fucking thing. Mine was from a previous baseball career. My shoulder was shot, had the surgery, and the recovery sucked balls. Yeah, man, it's definitely more than one person has said that, and I probably, unless I couldn't lift or couldn't even do, like, comfortable, just, you know, putting my coat on or something, then I would fucking get it. But it hurts a little. I got to go lightweight anyway because I'm a fucking old bastard. I did something to my shoulder, and now I have a huge bump on my shoulder. And now when I flex, one shoe is a bit lower. A lump, a bump. I don't know what the fuck that could be. I mean, did you get like a getting hit in it? Like somebody fucking punched you there? Big Rob. What's up, Rob? Fucking Rob, you are a champ. Thank you so much again, my friend. I shall package some stuff up. Fake Comerica isn't here yet. No, he won't be here, Denise, because he only trolls on Mondays, so I'm fucking him up. I'm fucking Duque up by not doing my show on Monday because of the holidays. A hit tackle to the shoulder. There you go. It's probably just a trauma. Big Rob wants to come on board, and we want him to because he's our friend. Waiting for Big Rob. Connecting. He's coming on. Hey, here he is.
Hey.
What the fuck is up, brother?
What's going on?
Rob is 5% brand ambassador in Arizona. Demo rep, right?
Yeah, brother. Just left the gym. And, got a little back done, a little sore, a little...
Your feet is a little... You're a little broken up. It's kind of like slow... motion sounds like. Yeah, you're freezing up, Rob. Oh, I lost him. Rob, if you can get me back when the signal's better, you were freezing up and shit like that. Big Rob was fucking great this weekend. We fucking really got stopped driving. Yeah, don't call my show and drive. I don't want to see anybody get hurt. Was good to check in with you. Rob, you were frozen and then it dropped. So don't fucking drive and watch this stupid show. You don't want to hurt yourself. Big Muscles Mike, what's up, my friend? My New York fucking friend. Puppy love of mine. Does Fred Durst even lift? Isn't Fred Durst like in some fucking rock band or some shit? I watched Greg's show. They blocked fake Profit Muscles. So they blocked him. They've also blocked, well, I don't want to say it unless he wants to say it, but I know other people, myself, but somebody else, but I don't want to say it unless they can say it themselves. So they block fake. See, that's their answer to everything. It's not Greg, mind you. Greg doesn't run that. It's fucking the ironic douche. So that's their answer to everything. Block them, and then they troll our people in our shows. Limp Bizkit, yes, thank you, Stevie Shuey. I knew that name. I'm 16 and can squat 205 and leg press more than 3 bills. I weighed 158. Is that good or bad? Bro, if you're benching, that's like twice your body weight, yeah, it's fucking great. And that squat will come up. You just got to get used to it, you know? That's, you'll surpass your bench press with your fucking squat. Just do proper form, you know? Don't do shitty form just for weight. That's the worst. That's how you fucking hurt yourself. Greg is lost. He wouldn't know how to block it. No, it's not even that. I don't think Greg would block anyone. He would welcome the challenge if somebody wants to come on and but fake Profit, that he comes on just to goof around. Why does Castleberry even show up the LA? Did Strength Cartel bully him? I did not know if they did anything with him, but I did do a cool interview with the Strength Cartel who had this fucking kicked ass, kitted out SUV. Right, Johnny? Johnny was filming that one. And wow, it was great. Thea just call us fags. Well, listen, we are fags. It's not bullshit. I have a video on my profile of me squatting 205. I don't. Somebody say you were bullshitting? Fuck that, bro. I believe you, fucking Honus Wagner card. Do I still live in Brooklyn? No, I live in the suburbs. I live in Long Island. I lived in Brooklyn for 27 years, and I moved out here in 1995. Tristan, you will fucking continue to fucking do your thing. And like I said, you're 16, man. You're just starting out, and you're going to fucking do great, bro. Do but squats, you can go up. Once you get it, it's just going to, you're going to start throwing quarters, then you get the plate, quarter. Next thing you know, you're doing fucking 405, 495. You'll see it. The comment section is a Christian love fest. I can't watch it on Greg's show. If I do want to watch I can't watch the replay because I'm blocked, so I don't get a chance to watch the feed. If I watch the YouTube version, it doesn't have this feed. But because I do the third camera now, they copy everything I do, so they'll do the third camera. They call it Iron Mag TV and the Iron Mag Fam. I mean, it's Thea look as sexy as Fook. Thea was beyond sexy as Fook this weekend. She's always sexy as Fook, but me and Gibbalats, holy fucking shit. I was making fucking rain over there. Do you think Brad Castleberry's 100% natural? No, not one bit. He looks great. The guy's huge, bro. I was very impressed. I saw him at the Olympia with no shirt on. I thought he had a great V-taper, but no, natural. Come on. Nobody's natural. Kid, whenever you don't get interviewed by Ron Harris at 18, it's all downhill. Yeah, the Maze got the highlight of his bodybuilding career right out of the box, and then it was done. You and your eyeballs, Joe. Thea, oh, my God, I couldn't. And I didn't even try to hide the fact that I was staring at her boobs. I told her. Oh, shit. I texted Mikey that picture. I think he wrote me back. I did it in the airport with you and him and Nina Quads. Nina Quads looked fucking ridiculously fucking hot in that black dress. It was like a see-through black fucking gown, skin tight. It's so funny how I'm in the gym and a hot woman walks in and everyone switches up their routine. It's all good, Joe. You're damn right it is. Look in the mirror. Oh, Mikey did love it. I know. Everyone does something when there's a hot chick in there. Did Christian message me yet? No, he did not. I welcome it. I don't know what happened, but Christian Duque is all shaken up. What did he do? What's the new thing? I'd love to watch it. There's a video, too. Oh, of the thing with you and Nina, with Mikey? I got to watch that. Nina Quads has the same horrendous accent my dad's got. I find it sexy, so maybe you and your dad should hang out. With Rich Piana gone, everything's feeling different than Expo. A little different, Mike. Can't lie. I mean, the 5% guys, when I post the videos, you'll see them. Caleb's is already up. He said it, too. I mean, it's no secret. But they're doing a good job. I think they're doing great. They're carrying on the legacy, bro, with the quad smashing. Yeah, that was good quad smash, man. I would have paid good money for that next time. Dude, even the old dudes start doing crazy shit. Listen, let me tell you something. Us old dudes, we need the fucking hot chick in the gym to even acknowledge our presence. So that's why we're doing it. Dad, you're coming to Columbus. You spare. What did I think of Rich Piana's girlfriend? Chanel? Chanel's fucking, she's a sweetheart. I did an interview with her. I'll be putting it up. The Caleb video is on the YouTube channel, Stevie. Same one where your videos are on. I put it up there, but I'm going to put it as part of a MSTV episode coming up with B-roll and graphics and shit like that. But I just wanted to get the regular video. I just did a quick edit, and put it up there. Big Rob. Thank you, Rob. Because when you go to these events and they give you credentials, you want to show them that you're trying to get people to come there. So you got to show stuff out. Let's see. Joe, you look good in the baseball hat. None of that flat brim shit. No, Crystal, I can't pull that off. I look like a fucking dopey fucking cracker. You missed the after party at the bar we went to. I know, but I couldn't get in. I wasn't dressed for it. And I was going to cry. I was the fifth wheel there. I felt weird. For motivation, right? I'm just hoping some dude doesn't get a stroke. Of course, but you, bro, if it's a hot girl, if she even fucking looks close to me, I can do like fucking 12 extra reps. With Rich Piana's YouTube monetized? I don't know, bro. Do you have a couple of girlfriends? You have me? No, I don't have any. Who the fuck wants me? My wife don't even want me. She is awesome. Just talk to who? Chanel? Chanel is fucking, I met her at the O and she was great there and she was great here. We took some pictures. We did a video. She's a sweetheart. And her new clothing line, she was wearing it. I think it looks fucking great. I think it's awesome. Steve, great post, bro. I didn't see that one. I got to look at that shit. Joe, did you ask her for her number? No, come on, stop. Of course not. Actually, I asked her for her email or something, I think, because I want to do some stuff with her clothing line with her. But that's platonic. Stop. It was good times as always. Hey, what's up, Steiner? Guilty 84 in the house. He's got a Gumad. No, I don't have a Gumad. Evo. Yes, Evo. And I love that she explained it to me. Love in the mirror, if you see it backwards, and the V is in red, and that is a number, Roman numeral 5, like 5%. So it has like two meanings in it. Her new clothes look great. Can't wait to rock them. I can't wait to see you rock them. Am I 100% giddy? Unless somebody lied to me. Yes, yes, I am. Sneaker Bubbles. That's a pretty cool fucking name. Yeah, 100%. Unless somebody fucking banged a fucking black guy and didn't tell anyone. I thought you have to have a Gumad. No, come on, I can't. I talked to Chanel for a while. She was down to earth and nice. Yes, Johnny, yeah, you were talking to her. She's a sweetheart. Really, with that nose? Come on, man. I'm either a Jew or a greaseball. Chanel cried because Joey's hair color was actually the color of Piana's tattoo. Oh, you're a fucking person. Oh, but Chanel is, she's just beautiful. I mean, she just has a beautiful face, and she's cool, you know? She's not like one of these, oh, look at me, I'm a stuff. She's the opposite of that. She was telling the Nat King Cole over here. Yeah, some fucking great-grandmother of fucking Joey fucking went to Nat King Cole's after the fucking bar. Got new Monster Mode clothing today from OG. Oh, cool. Excellent. We will get an interview with OG Viking at the Expo now that you mention him. Bobby Mezaros, what's up? Steve Shoesmith, what a cunt. Who's a cunt? Yeah, you were looking at her face. Well, when I was talking to her, I was. But, I saw everything. I saw her body. She's got a beautiful body, too. I'm being nice now. Don't make me sound dirty. Me? Dirty? Amazing. Come on. Straighten them out. I had to straighten them out. I'm sorry I'm so late. Oh, shit. Oh, see, the bigger phone, the bigger iPhone squeezes out. I'm sorry I'm so late. Work's been blah, just jumbled. Bobby, there's no need to apologize. I'm glad you're here. Oh, look at this thing. Hold on, guys. I'm sorry. Am I shredded? No. Years ago, I did look good over the summer, and I was getting a lot of compliments, but I was doing, I did a good fat burner. You can still get MSM15 with Explicit Labs, save 15%. I did use their fat burner, and I posted the picture on my Instagram, mother, help us, and people were giving me compliments, and I will gladly take them. Your tripod looks shredded. Yes, my tripod is... Joe, you look awesome. Thank you, Shuey. See, Shuey is my man. He helps me out. Shuey backs me up. I got to see this thing. It's when you have this bigger iPhone, it's fat and it's wide. So it, the stand where I have this thing, it squeezes it. And sometimes it loses its fucking spring. It's too tight. Joey's feet are shredded. Are they, Rob? Oh, okay, I get it. Oh, that was fucking great, though, bro. That was so fucking funny. We'll laugh about that fucking for years, I think. Hopefully we still fucking do these things together, shows and hang out year after year. And go, remember that fucking year at the fucking L.A. one? We'll be laughing. Yes, we had a nice long walk. We did cardio, unintentional. Thea, I noticed that too. Big calves. Thea's got great calves. But Allie, I will say this. Allie, do I shave my feet? I don't really have enough hair on them that I need to shave them. Like maybe the little by the toes, like, you know, by the left my keys, jeez. We got them, though. Who cares? We found them. Allie's calves, I think, are the best. Mikey Crazy was second, and I'm last place. I got to admit it. I got beat fair and fucking square, but I will be back on juice before the Arnold, so my calves will look bigger. Great shots from the expo. Love checking and seeing all the updates. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate it, bro. I know I never ended up doing